This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Washington, D.C. expects Attorney General William Barr could disclose the much-anticipated Special Counsel Russia report as early as this week. U.S. President Donald Trump claimed again Monday that he is already exonerated of wrongdoing linked to the 2016 election after Barr submitted a summary of Robert Mueller's nearly 400-page report on Russian meddling aimed at helping him win. The redacted version of the report will contain much-awaited details from the prosecutor's 22-month investigation of the Trump campaign contacts with Russia and whether Trump, as president, obstructed justice by trying to thwart the probe. The White House on Sunday said sending undocumented migrants to sanctuary U.S. cities that have protected them from deportation remains a possibility, even though government agencies have said there is no money allocated to do so. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders echoing President Trump on Fox News Sunday.
Certainly, we're looking at all options as long as Democrats, Chris, continue to ignore the crisis at the border, continue to refuse to sit down with the president and Republicans in Congress and come up with a solution to stop the national security and humanitarian crisis.
Hundreds of U.S. cities, along with California, have declared themselves as havens for migrants who have illegally crossed the southern U.S. border with Mexico. U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar says she has experienced an increase in death threats in the days since President Trump posted a video critical of her comments about the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. Omar said in a statement late Sunday, many of those threatening her life directly referenced Trump's post. You can read this full story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Sudanese protesters remain